All right, Alex, we're gonna live record a podcast here, a Great Way podcast. I'll interview you here for a moment, dude. From here. So, the people, the singles of people that follow my show, they want to know, dude, how long have you been doing sound mixing for? 16 years? Since you're 16? So it's like only like 10 years old? Alex, you can't see him, audience, but Alex is a young man. He is like 25. He's gonna lie to you, say he's like 50, but he's an older dude. He is a young man, spry man, been doing sound for a lot of time. So we're wrapping it up, you guys. Alex gave the unofficial light, so that was a brief little interview with Alex Wood, my favorite person ever. Him and I go way back since Club Tazic, my Great Way podcast audience. And so it's a treat to be out here doing the Starlight Lounge with him. I tested my new material. It went great. Everybody laughed. You didn't hear it. I should record it. It's so awesome. They laughed. I won't do it now because it won't do it justice, but they did really well. And so, again, thank you, Starlight, for having me out tonight. And Alex, everybody. You guys have a good night. Drive home safely. Leash your dogs. Be good. Be patient. And have a good night. All right, guys. So we're doing some more interviews with some people out here at the Starlight Lounge. So I'm talking. What's your name?
Jason.
Jason, dude. Jason. So this guy is a poet. He didn't even know it till tonight. And he's talking to me a little bit about his poetry. So he's going to read us a... it says Broken. Is it the name?
Yeah.
Okay.
When we were together, my heart skipped a beat, but you just straight up left me. Left me wandering around like the wind in the breeze, wondering, will my life continue? Questioning myself, will it go on without you? But deep down, I know the truth about how I still care for you, because I just really did love you, but you just didn't love me too. That's the end.
Do you like it? So, how long have you been doing poetry for, though?
Probably since freshman year.
Okay. So this is like last year, then?
2011.
So really, 8 years? Dude, that's so...
I graduated 2015.
Okay. Yeah, is it easy as a poet out here to kind of find places to do? Because as a comedian, it's kind of the same thing.
This is my first time doing open mic.
Okay.
So I was pretty nervous going up there. But, I don't know. Once I got up there, I just kind of acted like nobody was there.
Right. How many people were here earlier?
Probably a good 20, 25 people.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I should have got here earlier.
It was a
while. Yeah, I was at Joe Bot, dude, so over there, there's probably... So that's a coffee bar. They do, like, a mixed-up mic there, too.
Oh, okay.
And so I was there, and so they both started at the same time, and I didn't... So that was closer to my house where I live.
Mm.
That's cool, man. So you've just been there for 8 years, and you do love poetry. So what's your... how do you go about, like, writing your poems? Like, what's your process, dude? How do you do it?
I don't know. Kind of just listen to like some sad music, I guess.
Like Morrissey, friggin'.
Yeah, get in the feels.
Gotcha.
And start drawing words down, I guess.
It's
pretty rare I write them, but when I do, I kind of pour like my whole heart out into it.
That's my poetry, man. It's the words of the soul, dude. I believe it. Because
I
used to. I used to write poems too, like, so, but I didn't want it. It was really good, like, it, but I think, like, it was, but yeah, it's been a while since I've written one. Like, I'll write, because now I do more comedy, I write more jokes, but I used to write out, like, songs, because I really do music.
Oh, okay.
And so I would write out, like, lyrics too, but, so it's kind of the same thing, like, I would listen to something, or I'd get an idea, and then I would,
yeah,
does that need to, like,
down.
You get an idea, and.
I have, like, a couple in my phone, too, like, I'll just be, like, hanging out with my friends or something,
right.
And then I'll just be like, be by myself, and I'll just start thinking of stuff, and I'll like hurry up and type it into my phone, and
dude, that's
and
cool.
I just like take it to the book later.
Yeah, that's how you gotta do it, man.
Yep,
that's cool. So where are you on? Are you on social media stuff?
Yeah, just like Instagram.
Okay, where are you on Instagram, man? So I'll follow you.
It's Jason lower underscore T O O lower underscore Steezy.
Okay. So follow this guy on Instagram, Jason underscore T
O
O 2, okay.
And underscore. Then lower underscore okay. Steezy,
okay.
Yeah.
Jason 2 Steezy. Follow this dude. I'm following him. Follow him. So come out here, you guys in Arizona. Come check out this dude's poetry. Broken sample. Obviously, we didn't get to hear the audience, but it sounded awesome, dude. So I'm sure this guy, a lot of women were like throwing bras on stage, probably. With their numbers inside the cups, dude, probably.
Nothing like that.
No.
It was pretty fun for the first time.
That's cool, man.
That was the first time getting up onto the stage.
Yeah.
Because I usually do, like, karaoke.
Right.
You know, where you're, like, just tucked off in the corner somewhere. Yep. Nobody's really looking at you.
Yep.
And then that was the first time getting up there, where it's, like, felt like everybody's just sitting there staring at you, you know.
Well, it's different, like, because I'll do shows too where you're on stage versus, like, because Joe Bob, that's what it is. Joe Bob that kind of puts you in the corner. But I actually walked out, because I was literally kind of in the middle of the bar, like, and just talking to everybody.
Yeah.
At that point, so.
That's pretty cool. It shows you engage with your audience, too.
Yeah.
That's what people like.
Well, because as a comedian, because no one else was really kind of engaging.
Yeah.
So there's, and like, and even on certain poetry, same thing. You know, you got to read the room and the audience, you know. Because sometimes you can kind of walk, if you want to walk out. That's cool, man. Well, dude, I'll let you get back to the magic, dude.
Nice
thanks for letting me chords, man. So remember, Jason underscore 2, T-O-O underscore Steezy, Instagram. Follow this dude. This guy is going to be a future poet, man. You guys heard him first on the Great Weight podcast, man. I'm excited.
Wow.
Yeah,
awesome job, guys.
Good job, man.
Oh, thank you, bro.
I
appreciate it. Thank you.
How many questions does anybody
follow
that?
Yeah.
You don't.
No. Hey.
We don't.
Scott, what's up, dude?
How's it going, man?
Scott Wade, everyone. Mr. Scott Wade's in the house.
Hey. What's up, guys?
The fucking fun bus you've been waiting for has arrived.
Dude. No, and I hope not. I hope you guys do not wait for me. I hope you didn't wait for me, guys. Although that's my last name, so I guess you technically would have waited for me regardless. But.
I love you. So what's been going on? It's been a week since. Good week or bad week?
It's been good. I mean, now it's good. Now it's good. Sure, so it's a headliner.
That was
pretty cool.
That was awesome, dude. 71 comics
and
5 letters.
So who besides yourself? Okay, so who's most famous?
Bobcat Goldthwait was not there.
What?
You heard?
Yeah,
he got an accident or something, so he didn't show up.
Right.
So the headliner for the last time ended up being the headliner for the headliner. He was the festival headliner. So no Bobcat Goldthwait, but I had my cat there, so there was a house cat. Colonel.
His name's Colonel
Indiana Long Nuts. Now, when I named him, he was Long Nuts. Now he's just Colonel. He's the Colonel, he fucking tosses my apartment every night, but I don't give him what he wants.
Seriously, you say how the guy's thundering and lightning and...
It is, but I don't give a shit. I'll stand up here and fry, dude. I'll be happy as fuck.
I survived, but seriously...
This is how I want to die. Either on your chest or like inside of...
This is the night, like, you know what? I want to hang out and just listen to your rant for a little bit.
Why, dude?
This is your night.
Your night? My night?
No, our
night. I just slept in my fucking car for 4 days, dude. It's not my night.
No problem.
My night to have a bed.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, that's what it's called. That's what it's fucking called, dude.
Exactly. Hey,
so
I'm gonna be doing it this weekend. I might be.
Do you got anything new? What the fuck's going on, man?
So,
you got anything new?
Any new material?
You got anything new to work on?
Yeah.
You just got to the party.
I'll roll some judgments. So, since half the audience is critiquing how they did previously to us, so I'll throw some new things. Because
What's up with the airline? Here we go.
No, but for real, though, guys. This Trump presidency is so bad Even Mormons
How
smoking
bad
weed
is
now.
It?
No, even Mormons are smoking weed now. Yeah, basically, God's like, you know what, man?
That's right.
You know, just let them have their fun. Let them have their fun. The world's going to end pretty soon, so just let them have their little fun there. And then also, so as you know, I work out in a gym. So I work out Planet Fitness. Everybody's familiar with Planet Fitness. So their tagline is,
we all don't know.
No judgment zone, right?
Right.
So I've been putting that to the test, Jason, lately. I've been, I've been basically, I've been wiping out the equipment. I've been washing my hands. I actually took a dump in the tanning beds.
No respect.
Yeah, you know, I'm almost, I'm trying to see how far I can go with this. I'm like,
How far are you planning to go?
I actually walked out naked into the stretch area.
Is it true that they have these massage things you can get in, like use hot water?
Yeah, it's like a water bed. It's like a hydro bed.
I didn't pay any month to do that.
Dude, I paid $22. I did. I had the black card.
Oh, it's the first month is amazing. It's the BMG music of fitness centers.
Basically, yeah. You
pay a penny
for a dime, you get all the equipment you want to use. What's up, man?
8 months or something, and then you got to pay for fucking $150 a month for your fat tax for the next 2 years.
So I think murder is what came away there. I think they're going to judge you about murder. I think so.
That's pretty judgmental.
I think it says no judgment. I think if you murder somebody in a family, that's where they're going to judge you. If they don't, you know, a jury appears well. So, other than that, just
fucking babysitting phones.
I hit my head.
What about your friend zone to end zone situation?
They're not here.
You fucking. No, yours, dude. Not fucking Ray's. I'm talking about yours, man.
Mine?
Did you get out of the friend zone or what?
No, they didn't show up.
Fucking seal the deal on that?
They didn't show up, so obviously she hasn't shown up. Week two, so.
She didn't show up again.
I know.
Bro.
What's up with that?
Twice. You walk and never look back.
I just didn't work this week, so maybe she was sick. That's why she didn't show up.
So, I mean, is there any. Man, doing 15 minutes was harder than I thought. But I fucking. It was awesome, though, dude. Yeah, I got the headline on Saturday night in Durango, Colorado.
Right.
Strader Theater, whatever it is. But it was cool. And my cat was with me in the green room, so. It was good stuff, man.
Hey,
take it close to you guys. It's like Visa, really. It's everywhere you want to be.
Shout out to Visa.
Shout out. Everywhere of our fucking activities going on here tonight.
Oh, they are. We're podcasting this.
Jägermeister, who else is sponsoring this event?
Anchor is actually sponsoring this. My podcast.
I don't know. Really?
What's that? Yeah.
You're on Anchor?
Yeah. We're legit recording this right now as a podcast.
Are we?
Well, yeah.
Good.
I'm like, it's funny, it's a live podcast.
It's not going to get very good fucking sound in there, dude.
No, it won't.
I'm all about it. No, it won't. Or it's on.
So,
okay.
Since there's a couple
that's
people.
Fine.
So,
okay.
Ladies, I need your help here with this, okay? So, my girlfriend, she, first off, women, y'all have way too many stuff. Yeah, way too much shampoos, conditioners, and lotions. It's confusing me. Because I put on her lotion the other day, it said anti-aging, it aged me 5 years. And then I put on her, like, conditioner, it said extra volume, and it's like... Babe, I can't hear this. What's going on with this extra volume conditioner? I can't hear a thing. But what she turned me on to, and this is kind of cool, is this thing called tea tree shampoo. Paul Mitchell tea tree shampoo.
Wait for it.
You ladies know about it?
Wait.
So I'm feeling like, I put this on the other day, I'm feeling really invigorated and energized. I'm like, what is in this? Did we start cracking this? So it says, you know, invigorating lipetta, eucalyptus and lavender for that tingly sensation, right? So I was in here, ladies! It's gone, I don't remember when.
Whoa!
Probably genetics, but I don't think it's the tea tree shampoo getting in. But obviously, I felt.
I'm staying away from that, that's all I'm saying.
But you know where I felt really good, ladies?
It's few and far between as it is.
More in this area, down here. I know, you thought this was G-rated. It went R quickly.
Dude.
I felt like a damn superhero.
I got a story about that, dude.
So we were Spider-Man. Okay, Spidey senses. I got penis senses, and they're tingling. And that's why I'm single and addicted to a tea tree shampoo. So You probably don't want to send them to your daughters or your granddaughters. I'm probably not going to.
That's fucking good.
If they like teacher, they're in a whole world of trouble, ladies. So.
Dude, just you see it invigorating. Like, what the fuck?
Invigorating?
We'll never do that shit again. You did it last week. I said, don't fucking do it again. You did it again.
I am. That's my go-to. I got to involve the audience, sorry. Jason. This is just about you and I talking ourselves.
No, I know. I've been waiting to talk.
For the hundreds of people in the audience that.
This gentleman here plays some guitar.
You play guitar?
Slap at the bass.
Slap
at the bass.
Slap at the bass. I try to play drums every week and I hate about it. Yeah.
After the Dance Kings do a couple more, you're more than welcome to do a couple more. I mean, if you'd like to come up before them as well, maybe the inning 15.
Austin's going to bring out his
chicken. We can't stand up here and be assholes for 15 minutes while he can.
I mean,
Austin, you going to come play some drums in a little bit? All right, man, we need to.
I want to play drums. That's the part of the show, isn't it?
Yeah, it is the part of it.
But I told him that beers were on me if he wore his fucking chicken suit.
He didn't wear chicken suit?
No. He did not. He didn't think he was coming.
It's integrity. That's integrity. He's not selling out to the beer.
It's rain, cats and dogs.
So last time I shared, As a co-host, do I get like a free like energy drink or something or soda or high five from
Sam? You didn't already hook up your sugar-free Red Bull?
No, not yet. I was waiting.
Ching ching! There's a fucking sponsorship coming.
Never Red Bull.
I'm powered by adrenaline and energy drinks.
That's basically if I bleed out, I'm going down like a Monster or Rockstar.
Do you live on that stuff? Nope. I'm drinking, like, I'm sitting here talking shit and I like that one right now.
I'm not bad. You know what's cool is, Walmart asked to sell caffeinated water. They got me. I'm like, because you know what I need is
caffeinated water? Wait, are you allowed to have caffeine?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But with water in it?
If you smoke weed, I think caffeine is at least
it's like, oh, fucking time, guys.
It hasn't been this long.
Holy cow.
You got it.
Hey, if you guys want to get up here and talk some shit, you're more than welcome. There's three mics, so.
Come on up, man.
It's open.
This is a literally open mic.
Literally open.
Say whatever you feel.
Anything goes.
It's a safe space.
It is a safe space, and that's because he's here. He will fucking rub you and make you feel like a little baby.
No, I will not. I refuse to do that. Okay, actually, one time Jason did that to you, and that was an accident, right? I didn't mean to, so.
No, that's one mistake.
That was an accident. You gotta smoke a cigar up here, too, and be what you want. Celebrate.
It's all about the blunts, babe. Have you had your first blunt yet?
I have to have my medical marijuana card first.
You don't have it? I thought you had it.
No, I don't have it yet.
Oh, you just. Okay, so I've been medically smoking weed in Arizona for.
Right.
3 years.
Yeah.
I've been smoking it recreationally for 22, so.
Baby.
Yeah, sticks and stones.
Holy shit, you remember that?
Garbage.
Yeah.
You used to have to smoke, man. The fucking trees.
50 years ago? No, you have not.
Except for Christmas time.
Except when I was addicted to pain management.
Pain management?
Dude, this dude's 50.
This dude's been born again. This guy is
awesome. You don't look 50, by the way.
No.
50 and 80. How old are you?
65.
No, you're not.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Nice.
Dude, for the first time, you live a great life then.
65, I don't have to wear my corrective lenses to drive anymore.
Dude.
Because I meditate.
That's beautiful. I'm telling you, meditation's the thing. My fellow comedian friend of mine in the bar does it too. So yeah. I need to. My problem is if I close my eyes, I go to sleep. So it's like I guess does that count as meditating? If I just go, nope. You got to zone in. Okay. Right, that's kind of
so you can probably relate to this.
So I've been doing it wrong then. I've been trying to meditate, and I just fall asleep. Okay.
Well, it helps to do it like that. But.
Makes sense.
So, dude. So, I was dating this chick, and I totally thought she was a narcissist. And I started doing research on it. Just tons and tons of research.
Right.
It's fucking just So it turns out I'm the narcissist.
She's narcoleptic, right?
I'm the narcoleptic and the agoraphobic.
I want to know
necrophiliac
what. I want to know what
obsessive compulsive tendencies and anxiety issues.
No, I want to know what a narcoleptic narcissist would look like.
Donald Trump.
Oh, well, here we go. Let's split the fire or whatever. This is like a guy.
Right. I'm with him. Actually, hold on, because I'm new mother to present.
Okay.
So, another fun fact about Trump. You know that he's now the spokesperson for Pepsi? And so what happened, so Pepsi's been on this summer campaign called "The Grab Summer by the Bottle," right? So come find out, guys, Trump loves to grab two SRPs. He loves grabbing pussy, and he loves grabbing Pepsi by the bottle.
Hold it like a bowling ball.
This Trumpy bear.
He's just fucking...
this Trumpy bear. So I got three of them.
He's the shocker. The three...
Now it's weird because I realize why I love Pepsi so much. It's because I love pussy. I'm like, okay, freaking makes sense now.
Man, I think we need to get this party started a little bit more.
We're going dirty and he's like, you tell my mom I need to surprise you. Whatever.
Scott, you can probably relate to this, dude. Have you ever been so broke that you couldn't go to a free event?
Yeah.
I'm fucking...
No gas!
Like, no! I'm like, no, I have no money. Like, fucking, I have 86 cents to my name. She's like, don't worry, I'll let you in free. I'm like...
I'm so broke, I can't even pay attention.
I couldn't even give her a fucking tip to get a water.
No, I'm so broke,
anyway,
I can't pay attention. What's the dad?
So what do you think, the Dance Kings?
How's it looking outside?
Play a little more?
You're a meteorologist, so how's it looking?
This is a pretty gnarly fucking set list you got going on here, man.
Man,
that's some good shit.
That's
a Zeppelin, dude?
Thank you.
They really?
Who covers fucking Zeppelin? Only Zeppelin covers. Like
stupid musicians.
That's dope, actually. Oh, wow.
Listen here, sir.
I'm too scared to touch the pedal. I'll see my voice. I'm too scared to touch
the pedal. Well, nothing from the lead guitar.
That's why I just step on the pedal.
The drummer's the one with the fucking jokes. Where's he at?
That's correct.
Look what we got here, dude. Fuck yeah, dude.
So you have the scene.
Man, ooh, wagon wheel. I can play the fucking harmonica to that. Yeah, I played the harmonica at my brother's wedding.
Okay, how was that?
Seriously, it wasn't at the Waffle House.
It wasn't the Waffle House?
No, it wasn't. It was at a prestigious San Diego resort. And I threw everybody off. I'm like, I'm not playing my guitar. And I learned how to play the harmonica. It was fantastic. So if you want to book me, I'm at Go-Go Country Bumpkin, fucking farmersonly.com/org/gov. So, there we go.
Yes.
What's up, my friend?
What's up, man? Just in time, dude.
It's Mr.
This guy. It's, you know what it is? I figured Austin's got like...
Wow.
You know that episode of Family Guy where Peter gets drunk and then he plays the piano really awesome? I feel that's how Austin is. Austin has to get really drunk to play the drum super well. Right? Is that true?
No.
Okay. No? He's like, screw you, Scott.
That's just when I don't give a fuck.
I do. This dude's my favorite drummer.
He is.
All the few drummers.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the drummer for Slipknot.
And
former drummer for Slipknot. What is going on? Are we turning this into a live turn? Oh,
this guy's awesome.
What's up, man?
So you want to give me a beat and I'll do my Joe's Drawer freestyle?
Alrighty.
Alright, let's do it, man. Hook me on the break beat.
Hit him with that shit.
My name is Scott, I speak hot heat.
Drop the stick.
Drop the beat.
So tight. right, now it's my little show's show. Theme song, we're
good stuff, dude.
Thanks, man. I like.
You've done a couple now.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm okay. Especially with the way music and rap is nowadays, I'm probably going to get a record deal off that, so. Wish me luck, man. Wish me luck, guys. Well, I don't see it anymore.
Wait, what's going on?
I said, the way rap is.
Oh, rap.
I'm not getting a record deal.
Where are you at on Spotify now?
So my artist page, it's Scott Wave, it's $SCOTW. Where am I?
Where the fuck is the dollar sign come in play, dude?
No.
For how broke you are?
Shout out my thing.
God's
No, I'm almost a 700 place in real place. And which is in real, actually, real soft money, like I joke about it being lower, I'm almost at $4, so I...
$4?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even have freaking bus money, dude, at this point. I don't think that gets you a day pass on the bus, does it?
In about 3 seconds, I'm going to say, let's get this fucking band back up here.
Yeah, let's do it.
So, one, two, three. Let's get this fucking band back up here.
More music.
Yes.
More choices.
Fucking rock. Hey, rock. You missed some good stuff, man. There was a guy here.
No, these guys are awesome. I want to get it. The
phones need babysitting.
No, my. Here's the thing. My job's like, oh, you want to have some fun? We're not letting you leave early. You're going to have to do your work. I know. I sound like a total millennial, even though I'm not one right now. I'm complaining about. I'm paid to work!
I think.
How dare me! I can't get so angry about working and get paid money. What a weirdo. Alright. So. I do want to auto-tune my voice. Can we? I don't know if it was kind
of. Can you auto-tune his voice so he'll shut the fuck up about it already?
Just one more time. Just come on.
Yeah, bring it auto-tune now. Whatever the fuck he wants to do.
One of these pedals, but I want to listen to
wah,
times.
Wah.
The wah wah pedal.
Wah wah,
right?
Yeah.
But this guy, I don't know if and all the rest of these pedals, but.
This one says 420. That sounds like a fucking fantastic idea.
Right,
now, yeah.
Next
so, the Dance Kings are going to do some more for you guys. So,
ooh, they play by the
drummer. And then the drummer is he's got a few jokes for you that he's been working on. He's going to be at the Improv on the 17th? Yeah, the 17th of September. Catch him there. He's going to do a nice tight 10. And yeah, he's going to do some for you tonight, work him out, and let's do this. So, ladies and gentlemen, once again for the Dance Kings.
Yeah,
let's get some. Gotta get all the gear together and stuff like that. So in the meantime, we'll just talk about.
So I got this outside and I just got drenched. I don't know if you noticed, but I changed.
Oh, is that what happened?
The parking lot is completely flooded. I went to move my car, my shoes, or somewhere.
No, totally dude. Drenched. That's not good news because I'm not sure if I have enough gas to get home.
But it was.
I have to get awesome. To Casa Grande. I got like 40 miles to empty, and I believe it's 56 miles. So, yeah, if anybody wants to throw a dollar, I'll dance, whatever. I just need to get the fuck.
I do believe it just rained the last 30 minutes more than it has rained all year.
Yeah, it's bad.
You did? We could have rolled together, man.
McCartney action.
That's where I came from. Yeah, my girlfriend lives right there by the school.
By the
high school. Down
she goes to the high school there.
Yeah. Before the,
yeah, she goes to the high school.
It's a small world after all. We're going to have to get together, man. Oh, all right. Good stuff. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Dance Kings, one more time.
Let's get it.
Woohoo! All right, so there you go, man. That's the recap of the past couple weeks. So a couple interviews with my buddy Alex, who... I used to do my show with the Arizona Event Center with, and then Jason Steezy there, who's a poet at the Starlight Open Mic we did last Thursday, and then you got to get a little glimpse of our Joe's Grotto show that me and Jason Thornton host every week, every Wednesday night, Joe's Grotto here in Phoenix, Arizona, off of 32nd Street in Thunderbird, and then, and then come check out my comedy I will be doing. A couple of shows over at Grand Avenue Pizza tomorrow night. I think it's 7, and then I'm doing Roman's Hideaway, I think, out in Goodyear. So come follow us, man. Follow me on social media. Great Weight Media, just like the podcast name. And follow us online, man. Become a fan. GreatWeightMedia.com. Or if you want to follow me on Facebook, you can also. Great Weight PC. So thank you so much for listening. And enjoy the rest of your weekend on Labor Day now. Be safe. If you're going to drink, don't drive. Get a Lyft or Uber. And if you're going to party, don't party too hard, man. Because remember, Tuesday is going to come fast. So thank you so much for being fans of mine. Thank you for following me, as always. I appreciate it. Everyone who listens, you guys are what makes this going and what motivates me to keep putting out the good stuff. So thanks so much. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend. This is Scotty Waite with the Great Waite Podcast, signing out. Peace.